Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified physician at CHI Memorial, Georgia. But Dr. Green is taking a couple much-needed days off. So actually, after about a year and a half of shows, this will be my first 100% solo with no one sitting across from the desk. So asking your forgiveness for having to put up with all me and not two people together. But that hopefully will be okay. Normally we each talk about a little bit of our history. And of course, Dr. Green has a very intense, long generational connection to medicine. And his father was a physician. Dr. Green has practiced, I think, about 34 years down in off of 2A, and is just a spectacular individual as far as his open-mindedness. He doesn't live in a box. Many conventional people who have been trained academically, and not just in medicine, but in other areas, seem to think that they have a patent on all the information, and if they didn't learn it in school, it's not valid. Well, sorry to say, but the real world will teach other lessons if you live long enough. And Dr. Green is one of those that learned early on about health that he doesn't have all the answers. And I just love partnering with someone as Dr. Green and others in this town that I come across. I certainly do hope it's going to be a growing trend. I don't think there's any other way around it, but he is a wonderful, heartfelt physician who respects the patient. And one reason I partner on this show is because I want to put the word out that there are options. You do not have to be treated, you know, with disrespect or be told what to do. It's a partnership, this journey to health, and more healthcare people on both sides of the fence, I think, are learning that. As far as me, of course, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And I started Nutrition World in 1979. If you do the math, that's almost 41 years. I cannot actually imagine that four decades have passed in my life. I still, most of the time, feel like a middle-aged or young man. I do take very good care of myself. I do have ups and downs. I mean, the aging body, Father Time, will have some way on all of us. I don't care how good a food you eat, how many times in the gym, and how many supplements you take. However, in my absolute conviction, in the heart of hearts of Ed Jones, I have witnessed over 41 years. The fact that most of what we're doing in today's times is accelerating the aging and disease rates. And aging and disease and being full of pain and anxiety and depression seems to have become the norm in this country. And so people who are 25 pounds overweight really don't think much about it. And in 1970 and 60 and even the early 80s, it was not as common. So you kind of felt like, well, maybe I need to change things. Well, today it's almost just the bod is just accepted as norm, but it should not be, because health is declining in a big chunk of this population. I have considered the belief 100% that the body has the ability given to us when the day we took our first breath to create its own healing. We contain a pharmacy within us. It's just a matter of accessing it. accessing it through natural means, lifestyle habits, emotions, nutritional nourishment. And that isn't just eating a cup of broccoli a day. It requires true discipline. Discipline not only to do the right thing, but to learn. It is a complex world, people. Why do we have to spend so much effort learning where it seemed like past generations, you know, way back, no one even gave 2 minutes to learning about health. They simply ate what they wanted pretty much and hoped to just fill their bellies and have a good sensation as they consume their foods. Well, the problem is all of the foods have changed. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, most of the time, ate foods that were local to the area. They were not shipped all the way across the world. And just think about this. You know, if they're shipping your foods that are going to take 5 to 8 days to get to you, they have to pick them before they're ripe. What does that mean? Everything in this world requires maturation and being ripe. You don't go out if you had an apple tree and pick apples that were way, way green because you wouldn't enjoy them. Well, when you pick them that way and they ripen on a truck, they are not nutritionally complete as they would have been if you had allowed nature to take its course. Why in the heck do you think the apple continues to hang on the tree? It will not fall off naturally when it's pre-ripe. It will only fall off after it has ripened because nature knows that's the time that it is at its peak. Secondly, all the chemicals that are sprayed on the foods and the soils. The soils today are so depleted, and that causes the food not to look any different. It causes it to not be complete in its nourishment. The magnesium levels alone have dropped about 40% from 35, 40 years ago. That is an incredibly important nutrient to prevent muscle cramps, heart arrhythmias, reduce calcium deposits in the body that turn us into calcium statues. I talk about this all the time. In fact, I have a national podcast. It is called The Holistic Navigator, theholisticnavigator.com. And on there, about 3 weeks ago, I did a whole 29-minute segment on just the importance of magnesium. And again, the details are what count on most of these conversations. It's not like, oh, Ed said magnesium's important, so I'm going to run out to the drugstore and pick up a bottle and take whatever it says. No, no, no. That's not how you reach your goal. It'd be like somebody saying, go do a few push-ups to get in shape. Ah, well, you know, it's going to help a little, but really, you got to figure out how to make it actually happen by learning. You know, I say this often on my Holistic Navigator show. I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. And it is frustrating for people who want to help other people in the profession of health when the other people are not concerned or disciplined enough to learn on their own. We can't be the guiding force from morning till night. And I've had people plenty of times say, Ed, why can't you come to my house for a week and just tell me what to eat? Tell me what supplements to take. Direct me on the exercises, and then everything will be fine. No, it doesn't work that way. We have to take personal responsibility, and it's not that difficult today because we have many people who are helpful, skilled, and at a reasonable cost can enlighten you with the information necessary and keep you from making the mistakes. If you live long enough, you can make enough mistakes to probably learn most of what you need, but that would probably need about a 300-year lifespan. I fly small airplanes, and you know what? I don't want to learn the hard way. Airplanes are a little bit dangerous if you don't know what you're doing and you haven't learned the details of landing. Well, how about landing in the area of health or disease? We don't have enough time to make those kind of mistakes. So access people who truly understand wellness people, not just diagnostic techniques for disease. That's not what produces optimal health. We have a system today that is wonderful and filled with many heartfelt, very intelligent people in the conventional medical field. And I really commend Memorial for all they're doing. They're actually growing into this whole conversation of better health, prevention, education. I have learned so much being on Vital Health Radio about this whole topic because I, you know, my eyes are kind of closed to that because that's not my field. But they are turning the corner. I'm so, so thrilled with that. So this what this show's about. And I'm going to help as best I can throughout whatever days and years I have left to educate the people who are learners. I'm all about those people. So that's why I work 6 days a week and I do go home tired at night. But I also am fulfilled with all of my actions of the day and the planting of seeds and hopefully helping people as Dr. Green is himself. Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. So I would normally say for Dr. Green, and I will say it for him in absentia, I'm Ed Jones. So stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and normally Dr. Green is here, but he's taking a little break from the fast pace of his life, and I'm going to take one after this show, actually. Today, though, we have a great guest, Dr. Kleinman from Memorial on geriatric health and aging. Welcome, Dr. Kleinman.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I've been doing and listening to people for 41 years. I started my business in 1979. And as you know, the older people get, the more concerns of health that just generally comes with father time. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, a 20-year-old does not have the issues that a 60-plus-year-old has. So a lot of people who are pursuing a lot of options as far as health, I certainly see because they need things. Well, it becomes a very big package of challenges, really and truly, to balance, you know, new different habits that they can't do when they, you know, as they get older, from exercise to this to that. The body's starting to really scream on many areas. And we, you know, I know there's a real need for people who specialize in that field. So kind of tell the listeners, you know, what you do and how it is a little bit different than, say, just plain conventional medicine.
Yeah, so as a geriatrician, I actually have two board certifications. I did a residency in internal medicine and then a fellowship in geriatrics, where we just learned additional information about rehab, geriatric psychiatry, so things like memory loss, depression in the elderly, which is very common, polypharmacy, the physiologic changes as you get older, a lot of things that a general internist does not get in their initial training that help us to choose medications and help to have people age a little bit better and avoid frailty.
Well, I like that, avoid frailty. And do you counsel people some on or at least advise on exercise along with everything?
Yeah, so exercise and diet are the most important things as you're aging. Mm-hmm. You know, age is just a number. I have a lot of people come in and they say, am I a typical 80-year-old? There really is no typical 80-year-old. They vary vastly, and it all depends on how you treat your body. If you are eating a healthy, low-fat diet like the Mediterranean diet and exercising 5 days a week, then you're going to avoid a lot of things like using a walker, a cane, falls, fractures, I mean, a lot of things that can hinder your life expectancy and how you enjoy your life.
I love that because, you know, it's easy to say the word from anyone who deals with health with patients or clients, you know, you need to exercise. But what I love about what you just said is it truly takes about 5 days a week. I've exercised my entire life, and the least I have exercised is 4 times a week. But I always, the past 4 years, I've never got less than 5. And I tell people, you know, 3, you can maintain. 4, you get better. 2, you're kind of treading water at 2, but you're going to slip backwards. And, you know, I do advise people who are older who haven't been used to exercising. I used to think that personal trainers were a luxury. I don't think that anymore. I think the right personal trainer is vitally important to the person who needs the kind of help. Do you agree that, what do you advise, like a 65-year-old who's coming to you who really hasn't, they've worked hard, but they've not exercised, what would be your advice for them to start an exercise program safely?
So we have a wonderful YMCA system in this area. I mean, it's highly unusual. There are a lot of healthy living programs here. They do have physical therapy centers in there. So a lot of people that need physical therapy, I'll point them to the YMCA because then they bridge into a regular exercise program that's guided. A lot of times, if somebody doesn't have access to that, I'll give them advice on what exactly they can do. You know, my patients have seen me do planks against the wall and on the floor. Mm-hmm. Just to try to help them start. I mean, everything is individual based on what they have access to, what they have time for, because these days there are still some 65-year-olds working. So they're trying to fit it in between.
Well, so if a person's listening to this and they want to step into this arena of more exercise, do they need to come see you and then you recommend this, or can they actually start it on their own?
I mean, either way is perfectly fine, just that they go to somebody to help guide them. That is one of those things that it's really hard to blindly start an exercise program. And usually when I'm guiding people, I ask them what they like to do. So a lot of people will say, I like to dance. I'm like, well, Zumba would be great for you. And they make silver sneaker Zumba, so you won't feel intimidated. Some people are like, I like to walk, but I can't get anywhere and it's too hot to walk outside. They have wonderful walking videos. I can't remember her name. It's Leslie something. She actually based it out of a church and has a whole series of DVDs you could watch at home to do walking exercises.
I love that because people need solid advice today. And we live in such a complex world that, and so much of what we, you know, Google on the internet is just not really the best medicine for the client and patient, because it's selling something. And, you know, we need people who could give this solid, wise advice. So I appreciate anyone who can help people like that, because I don't know, you probably see this, people who are super confused get frozen and then they basically do nothing. And if they don't have some inspiration from someone they trust, and that's where I love the fact that you said earlier polypharmacy, because I know that you certainly probably speak this language. People who are just regular general practitioners who don't have your skill level experience, I don't know if they always understand the implications of, you know, adding more and more drugs to an aging body. And sometimes the benefit is not really what the risk is greater than the benefit. And for someone like you, I think probably, I'm guessing you really super evaluate this whole prescription stuff for each of your patients. Is that about right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's probably the most common complaint when I ask people, what did you come in here for? And they say, I have too many medicines. And it really does have dire consequences. Certain medications can increase your risk of falls. They can cause weight loss because they're spending their entire day taking medicine. And they're so full from their medication, or their stomach's irritated, that then they stop eating as much. And weight loss is actually a really poor predictor of your life expectancy as you get older. They just feel like their entire day is consumed by timing out and separating medicine. The most important thing as you get older is for you to be enjoying your life, be comfortable, increasing your life expectancy, but making it a good life that you're feeling no pain or less pain, and enjoying your time with your family. And if you're like, well, in an hour I have to take my Synthroid, but I can't take it with food, and then in 30 minutes after that I have to take my Protonix, you lose a lot in life.
Oh, I love that. And I can tell you're very caring and a counseling type of physician. And I certainly know that we, you know, all industries have their needs. I know we need that in the healthcare industry greatly, because I see people, you know, I mean, I did a big article probably 7 years ago. Chattanooga Free Press had on the front page of the paper, the average Tennesseans on 17 prescription drugs per year after the age of, it was either 55 or 60. And I mean, I mean, common sense says that's going to create some havoc within the body and some risk, because, you know, drugs are not foods. They are potent medicines, and they have a place to save lives, but they also have a level of risk. And you're right. I, at least from my standpoint, the thing I hear the most is, I'm scared of drugs or excessive amounts. Who can I go to help weed through this? So I love having you on board, because I can assure you Nutrition World will be putting your name out when people come in and they're on the 17 drugs and they want somebody to evaluate that, because they can't on their own. I mean, they could die if they start shedding these on their own. But I do also believe that people should be as informed as possible to work as a partnership with healthcare practitioners as yourself. And I know some older people still are the old mindset that you're the mechanic and you just fix the car, and all I have to do is pull into the garage. And I know that's not what any of us want, but it is still some of the mentality, I think, at least from the part I hear. Do you do much nutritional testing or like vitamin D or anything else? Are you doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a huge vitamin D advocate. I actually came from Mississippi, and we used to have a joint fragility fracture service with orthopedics inpatient, where we took care of hip fractures and humeral fractures, vertebral fractures that came from a fall from standing height, which is the result of osteoporosis. So vitamin D is huge, huge in the geriatric world. I mean, it can make you feel tired. It can make you have bone aches. It weakens your bones if you don't have enough. You know, it comes from sunlight, but we don't encourage people to get out in the sun because of the risk of skin cancer. So that is unfortunately one of the things that you have to take a supplement for. That is unavoidable, because I don't want people getting skin cancer to get something that they need. So we do monitor people's vitamin D levels very closely. It's even been related to an increased risk of falls if you're low vitamin D.
I love that. And, you know, not all people in the healthcare industry are as educated and up on that subject as I think they should be. And I truly sometimes get frustrated by that. And I also think oncologists should be more on board with keeping vitamin D levels at least 50 nanograms per milliliter for their patients. And that isn't not happening in this town. It does happen in other towns, but it's not in Chattanooga. But I commend you greatly for that. I tell everybody, you know, if there's one test you need to make sure you get added to your blood test, please get vitamin D added on. And people can get their own vitamin D test if they want online, and you just go down the street and get it drawn. But if insurance will pay, does insurance pay for that?
Oh, absolutely they do. It's very easy to code and get it covered. One thing that I do make note of to patients is you can actually get toxic from vitamin D. So it's really important that you have your physician monitor that, because if you take too much, it actually starts taking calcium out of your bones. So it's a fine balancing act that your physician needs to be working with you closely in partnership with.
Absolutely. If it gets above 90 nanograms, you're going to start laying down calcium in places you don't want, like kidney stones, plaque in the arteries, and it's really not good stuff. So there's that sweet spot that you have to be in, as in many areas of health. Too much, you know, too little fat's unhealthy, too much fat's unhealthy, all the way across the board. So someone who's in tune as you are is just a blessing for this town. If people listening want to learn more about you, want to contact you so that you can be their helper along this path of aging, how would they do that?
They can always call our office for the Center for Healthy Aging at Memorial. And we actually have three locations now. We are down at the Boynton Towers by Subaru. We are at the Glenwood main campus for Memorial. And we're actually up on Signal Mountain at Alexia now.
That's lovely. I know Alexia, we actually have a lot of customers at Nutrition World, even though Alexia is a good ways away, that have been my customer for 30 and 40 years. And once they get to Alexia, which is a fabulous place, they still send by somebody by, or they come by, or they order things still. But we work getting really where NutriWorld is working very well with a lot of healthcare practitioners, as yourself, as again the partnership to health and to maintain, and kind of, you know, Father Time disease, FTD is what I call it, is never going to go away, and we need skilled people like you to help people journey through that. So thank you for joining us, Dr. Kleinman, and I'll hope to have your cards at Nutrition World for those people who maybe forget where you are. They can come by and pick that up. So it's already time to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have a very interesting discussion from a new practitioner at Nutrition World on female issues that was something brand new to me. It's a therapy that's being utilized in Atlanta, and it's just now come to Chattanooga. So we've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green, who will be back next week. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, normally here with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, who's out on a small vacation break. But today I've got a really interesting guest, and I know I say that a lot, but this will be a conversation and topic I can almost assure you that none of you have really come across, unless you've probably lived out of town. My daughter brought this to my attention, Katie, several months ago, and said she had met this lovely lady about this therapy that she's doing called yoni steaming. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Tessa.
Good morning, Ed.
Tell people what yoni steaming is, and because I can almost guarantee you no one's now registering anything in their head with that. But it's number one, it's for women's health concerns. So what is yoni steaming and the history of it?
All right, so yoni steaming, also known as vaginal steaming or V steaming, is an ancient practice done by women all over the world. It has been done since the beginning of time, literally recorded from the beginning of time. And it's how a lot of women are healing certain different parts of their wombs and their menses.
Well, so I did not, you know, this... I am really well schooled in the area of holistic health, and I know nothing about this. Of course, being a man and, you know, being single and all, and it just this isn't really part of my purview, and it wouldn't be something most women wouldn't even ask me about. But when I started learning about it, I was amazed at the history of this. And I know you mentioned in Atlanta, there's several practitioners who are booked up constantly with female clients.
Yes.
So why would a woman, first off, want to do this? And then we might go a little bit more in the history of it. Mm-hmm. But what are the purposes and benefits of yoni steaming?
Okay, so I got my certification through the Hydrotherapy Institute. And that is founded by Kelly Garza. And her website, The Steamy Chick, has a lot of really good resources that you can look at that she's kind of gathered all on that site. But she now has practitioners in every single state.
Really?
In the U.S.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so in Atlanta alone, you know, about an hour and a half from here, you're looking at 10 full-time V-Steam spas. And they're open almost 7 days a week and filled. So I think the reason that women are just now being introduced to V-steaming is because we have, you know, really moved away from understanding our bodies ourselves and taking control of our health. And that's starting to happen in a lot of other ways, of course, with assistance like you guys and just having more information out there. And that's kind of really where it starts. So when women first hear about this, you know, there's usually two reactions. It's usually, how soon can I get in to see you? Or it's, you want me to what? Are usually the two common reactions that I get. But there's a lot of really awesome benefits from this practice. And a lot of women actually don't know what a healthy period is.
Oh, you know, I completely agree, because I just told, I had a conversation with a physician right before this on, that was geriatric aging, and I said, the norm has changed, because now I would assume that most women kind of think, well, it's normal to have painful periods. It's normal to have irregular missed periods. It's normal to have these super heavy periods, because my friend has them at work and all my relatives have them. It isn't. We have put ourselves into this place. It did not happen haphazardly. It's not the patient's fault. Mainly it's the world and the way we live and is creating this disturbance of health. But before I get any further, when you said vaginal steaming, tell people kind of the present a picture in their head of how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. So how it works is you are taking a specific herbal formula and you are using water, of course. So it's almost like you're making a tea. Mm-hmm. And then what there's a yoni steam bench. And so it's almost like a triangle and there's an opening. And so you sit over the steam. And what happens is the steam, obviously with the oils of the herbs, are going into the vaginal walls, into the skin. It goes into the blood and is therefore carried to your uterus.
Oh, that's so interesting. And, you know, I get on these tangents with my Holistic Navigator podcast, which is my national podcast, and also anytime I'm speaking, which I do constantly 6 days a week, either in Nutrition World or somewhere. And I'm, you know, said this past month, probably 50 times, I said, 80% of the world relies on botanical herbal medicines, not us. We are so profit-driven that, you know, that machine is not embracing this botanical wisdom that has literally been with us since the moment we started on this earth.
Yes.
And we contain within us a polypharmacy that we can manipulate if we work with nature, because it doesn't mean everything in nature is natural, is totally safe. You have to be still an informed consumer, but the level of risk is so, so less when you're dealing with this. And you're not even talking about people using this internally. You're talking about, again, steaming it like a cup of tea, but very good. Of course, quality is the determining factor of the herbal concoctions, and everything goes back to quality. And I'll so remember the very first time I ever had the biggest run on an herb at Nutrition World. It was about 20 years ago, and one of the leading shows at the time was 2020. It was like a 60 minutes, and they did a show on St. John's wort, and they said St. John's wort in studies were equal to Prozac. Well, within 24 hours we had a whole maybe 8 pages of those big yellow pad pieces of paper filled with people's phone number, because we didn't have enough. But what happened was, you know, the greed sat in very quickly. So all the St. John's wort that started coming out was poor quality. Well, all of a sudden everybody said, oh, herbs don't work. No, they do work. You have to know what you're doing. And I know you enough to know that you are getting the very, very best of these herbs.
Yes.
And when you expose or use this for the females coming to you, I know that I'm reading here that, you know, regular or absent menstrual cycles improves fertility. I get at least 2 people a week coming in. This is, what can we do to improve fertility? Well, I know nutritional supplementation plays a role.
Yeah.
You can't be low on D and omega-3s and vitamin C and expect to have it. You need to have the right nourishment of the body. But this is awesome, because it's also your treatment increases circulation, blood flow, it cleanses the uterine lining of old blood. And
yes,
you know, that is so important for new regeneration of cells. And I don't want to be speaking for you, but on here you're talking about, you know, you can optimize uterine fibroids, you can assist in ovarian cysts, uterine weaknesses. So tell me about endometriosis, because that is one of the really frustrating questions that I get asked, because even conventional medicine does not have anything but, of course, pure Band-Aid treatments, which are birth control pills and or surgery. So tell me about this.
Yeah, I mean, oh gosh, I have so much to say on all of that. From the fact when you just mentioned fertility, women are not understanding if they're not having what we consider the perfect period. There is a perfect period phenomena where women, when they begin steaming, they will experience what we want is 4 days of fresh red blood. And we want little to no cramping and a medium to light flow. When you can get that, when you start to have really good cleanses, and the reasons we're not getting good cleanses is from our diet, mm-hmm. definitely from the products that we're using, like tampons. So I'm advising women in what products they should be using, moving them away from over-the-counter conventional pads into menstrual cups and things like that. So then when you start getting a really good womb cleanse, that's when you are providing an optimal space to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And okay, so then when we're moving into conditions like endometriosis, I also find more women contacting me for some type of PCOS or endometriosis. And I believe that majority of endometriosis, and I've actually been working and talking with a lot of pelvic floor specialists, and we're all on the same page. We really believe that women are experiencing this because of trauma, sexual trauma sometimes, or any kind of trauma. And what women are doing is we're really holding that in our womb spaces. And I don't know that there has been a client that has come to me that with endometriosis or PCOS that has not had some type of trauma happen in that space.
I love this conversation because I am right there with you across the board. And I know that doesn't negate the fact that we still, even with trauma, you have to work harder at nourishing the body, cleansing mm-hmm. the body, and other things. It's not just about eliminating it. But the thing is that conventional advice seems to lack is this conversation. And even if they do think it, it's like, well, just go see a counselor. Well, that's, you know, there's so much more offerings mm-hmm. in that. And Dr. John Sarno, I don't know if you read much of his works, S-A-R-N-O. He's one of the heroes of my life. And he spent his entire medical practice talking about the fact that so much of our body creates a crisis, an issue, a pain, a dysfunction, because it is distracting you from emotional trauma.
Yes.
And the body does it intentionally, people, because we as Americans are so unable to turn toward trauma. We turn away from mm-hmm. it, and we distract ourselves. We drink it away. We watch TV away. We work it away. We exercise it away. We do many, many things mm-hmm. other than look at it. And in order to create healing, there's a point where you have to kind of change your internal philosophy. But I love your total way of thinking about this. And I know that also it said, so painful periods can be also be assisted on this.
Yeah. And I think that to just come off what you're saying is, what are we, when we are having painful periods or irregular periods, our conventional gynecologists and doctors are putting us on birth control. And I really, you know, I'm having this constant conversation with my clients, and I'm saying this is covering up a lot that needs to be looked at. There's so much information in that blood. There's so much information when we are out of a good cycle. And so when we want to start looking at healing, we want to start to, like you said, look at it. So when you're on birth control, you're not having a true womb cleanse. And I think a lot of people have a disconnect between what a period is and what it is a womb cleanse. We have lots of ways of cleansing our bodies, different parts of our bodies cleanse daily. And this is a monthly cleanse used by blood. Well, when you take that away and replace it with a birth control, which is a withdrawal bleed, it is not giving you the full benefit of a womb cleanse.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the body cannot heal if it's full of toxins, whether it be emotional toxins or other environmental toxins. And I know our time's going to run out, but I interviewed on the Holistic Navigator Dr. Scott Resnick, who is a gynecologist who just moved away, and he moved to Portland, Oregon. The two issues were debunking the menstrual cycle and hormone imbalance. He would have loved to have been here with you, because this guy is so open-minded. So for people who want to know more about what you do, your services, you mm-hmm. are located on the lower level of Nutrition World, and I'm just so, so honored to have you as part of our team.
Thank you.
But tell them how they can contact you and your website and for more information. And lastly, you're not here to treat medical conditions. You still refer to conventional medical people if they have, diagnosable diseases. You're here to optimize their health and to assist the body in healing itself.
Yes, absolutely. You can find me at my website, and that is www.the www.ggg.com. The name of my business is called Where the Wild Garden Grows. And you can find me on social media under that name. I don't just do vaginal steaming. I am also a sister circle facilitator. So I'm holding space for women every month. So I have monthly women circles that I hold. And a number that you can get a hold of me at is 330-786-5837.
Wonderful, Tessa. So thrilled to have you here. And also, anyone who, you know, just can't remember all that she just said, you can come to Nutrition World and find more information. We can, you know, be there to give you her phone number at the store. You can feel free to call that. So, and nutritionw.com, we're going to have an article about her very soon. So that is exciting. And thank you for joining us, Tessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be having more about your health. And for that, plus more to come, I wish Dr. Green was here, but he'll be back next week. I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and running a solo show today, Dr. Green is on a little vacation trip. And normally in the fourth segment, we do Dr. Green's spiritual moment, and I would never dare try to copy his abilities and skill in that area. He always does such a fine job of coming across with meaningful lessons for life. I love poetry. And there was one that I read years ago to a group that I have always cherished. And I think some people resonate with poetry very well, as I do, and I hope you do. But Ellen Bass is a lady who wrote this poem. What if you knew you'd be the last to touch someone? If you were taking tickets, for example, at the theater, tearing them, giving back the ragged stubs, you might take care to touch that palm, brush your fingertips along the life's line's crease. When a man pulls his wheeled suitcase too slowly through the airport, when the car in front of me doesn't signal, when the clerk at the pharmacy won't say thank you, I don't remember they're going to die. A friend told me she'd been with her aunt, and they just had lunch, and the waiter, a young gay man with plum black eyes, joked as he served the coffee and kissed her aunt's powdered cheek when they left. Then they walked a half a block, and her aunt dropped dead on the sidewalk. How close does the dragon spume have to come? How wide does the crack in heaven have to split? What would people look like if we could see them as they are? Soaked in honey, stung and swollen, reckless and pinned against time. I hope that means something to at least a few of your listeners, because it certainly does to me. How often do we just take it for granted that we're going to live for another 100 years when it may be 5 more minutes, and especially the people that we come in contact with, not just our loved ones, but the strangers. So I appreciate everyone who is listening to that. And thank you, Dr. Green. And we'll look forward to your spiritual moment next week. I do want to talk about a few things on the schedule of Nutrition World. We have so many upcoming events that are beyond belief, actually. All of a sudden, we have a summer where we take some time off. But at this point, we are now regrouping for another entire probably 5 months of education. And again, as I spoke in the first segment, the world is separated into two classes, learners and non-learners. If you want to be healthy, optimally healthy, that does not mean free of disease only, because so many definitions of health really kind of point to if you don't have a diagnosable disease, you're healthy. That is not true. How many people do we know that are struggling every day to just function? They're treading water would be probably the best description. That means low energy, depression, anxiety, aches and pains, physically not looking well, poor color, hair loss, skin issues. They don't have diseases. What they have is poor health. So let's not wait till you finally get a code numbered of a condition where insurance will reimburse you. Let's fix that before and prevent it. You know, we're all going to be broken on the wheel of time eventually, but that eventual number should be way past where we are at this point. I think we're getting diseases 20 years earlier than we used to and that we should. Okay, we have a great lecture coming up called Beauty is More Than Skin Deep, The Nutritional Secrets to Aging Gracefully. Carl Germano is a person I had met several years ago, a nutritionist. He's flying in from another part of the country, and all of these events will be on nutritionw.com under events. This will be September 17th, and in fact, we are giving everyone who attends a $5 gift card just to pay for your gas. How cool is that? On this lecture, not all of them. Now, the biggest thing that Nutrition World has every year is the health fair. It will be on September 28th. On this, you will not believe the free goods you will get. The Vascular Institute will be doing carotid artery screenings. The Women's Clinic on right below us will be doing osteoporosis screenings. All of this is free. We have representatives from all over the country who will be setting up, answering questions, giving free advice, free samples. We have our practitioners, which we now have about 16 holistic practitioners of all modalities, and almost everyone will be there to answer your questions. That will be on September 28th from 10 to 2 is the most active hours. Elderberry. We all know, I think, from the past flu years that that is one of the most respected herbs for helping us to stay well and get well if we're not feeling good. We have a lady coming to teach how to learn to make your own elderberry syrup October 5th. That will be a cost of $20 because you're going to go home with a big container of elderberry. Dr. Jason Dubois of Hybrid Remedies. I have him on the Holistic Navigator on one of my podcasts. He is incredible about how the immune system works and what we need to do to optimize it, and especially in the area of allergies. Bone broth, wow. We've all heard tons of that from Dr. Axe's to Mercola's to you name it. And it's called Bone Broth Make and Take Workshop with Courtney, who's our registered dietitian. She's fabulous. October 15th. It will cost on that one because you are going to take product home. Now, the most exciting lecture will be mine with Adam Chauncey on keto diets. The last time we did this, it was a packed house of almost 92 people. And so this will be October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. Anyone interested in starting the keto diet or having questions, please come, free. And the lectures just keep on going. I'm not going to keep going on this point. They're all posted on the Nutrition W website. And we've got about six more beyond that. So, in fact, Dr. McClanahan, one of our practitioners, he's an MD in town, going to be teaching on how to chronic pain and how to work with that minus drugs. How cool is that? And so, you know, often Dr. Green and I, we banter back and forth about the places that we may have eaten in Chattanooga this week. Last week, and I'm not sure if I've ever mentioned this because I've taken like a year break from this place, but the restaurant called Farm to Fork down in Ringgold. I tell you what, people, I am just freaking impressed with this place. Yes, you know, it has a nice bar. Yes, it is a little out of my way, But let me tell you something, and it's not a health food restaurant. I've given up on Chattanooga having a true health food restaurant like in Atlanta does and some of the bigger, more progressive cities. But we do, and we find the best that we can with what we have. And this is a country restaurant that has a very wide variety of healthy choices, along with plenty of deadly choices now. I don't expect people to have just pure menus. I just want some options for myself. So their salmon is actually wild-caught. Can you believe that? Most restaurants don't even know that's important, because the farm-raised salmon today are being fed big bags of basically cat food. They're nutritionally deficient, and that's why they have to color the salmon with a red coloring, and that coloring is artificial. So we used to think, you know, or see the salmon with this red color, which is a nutrient called astaxanthin, but now it's not even real. It's like everything else in this world is all counterfeit, and counterfeit nutrients will create counterfeit health. That's a new one. So farm to fork, and you know, no one ever pays us to endorse any restaurant, but just excellent. Good, great green beans. Now, you know, I don't have many weak cravings these days, but I'll tell you one that I do, and that's country cornbread with some real butter on it. And they have some of the best. I don't know, all the old timers here may remember, when I say old timers, you got to be 50 years old plus. The Goulas restaurant that used to be on Brainerd Road and Lee Highway. Love their cornbread, people. Well, you know what? I think I did a pretty decent job today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to Ed Jones Ramble On, and you certainly can, if you want to hear more of topics, you can go to theholisticnavigator.com or to past shows on Vital Health Radio. Vital Health Radio past shows have a year and a half of all kind of topics. You name it, we probably talked about it medically and in the nutritional field. So that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, which is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. And the website is by Avalon Design Studios. For Dr. Christopher Green, who I will look forward to seeing next week, from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and just a joyful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.